today's meeting about the European debt crisis, even the strongest are feeling vulnerable.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's a meeting of Europe's three biggest economies today in Strasbourg, France. That would be the leaders of Italy, France, and Germany. But after yesterday's disastrous bond sale in Germany, this meeting will be a little different. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Yesterday, the German government failed to sell all the bonds it wanted to sell. Many traders said this was a sign that the fears about debt have now reached the Eurozone's strongest economy. Simon Tilford is with the Centre for European Reform. He says we could now see the French and Italian leaders ganging up against Germany's Angela Merkel at today's meeting.
I certainly think that Sarkozy and Mario Monti will feel emboldened by the fact that the crisis has spread to the core, and they will seek to steer the discussion away from this obsessive focus with fiscal austerity as a solution to the crisis.
He says the French and the Italians will now step up the pressure on the Germans into accepting a new expanded role for the European Central Bank. They want the bank to act more like the Federal Reserve, to print money and buy vast quantities of government debt. The Germans oppose this move because they fear it could lead to much higher inflation. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, we know now how many companies it takes to change a light bulb. Two. Google and LED maker Lighting Science Group are getting ready to launch a new ultra-efficient bulb that can be easily controlled wirelessly. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
You might call this the lazy man's light bulb. All you need to control it is an Android phone in your pocket, says energy analyst Justin Malavy at Ibis World.
So the idea is that you'd be able to walk inside and outside of a room and the light would respond to your presence, meaning it would turn on and turn off.
It's Google's first foray into home automation, where your smartphone can act as a sort of remote control for home appliances. Google hopes the new light bulb will fare better than solar research it scrapped this week, and its now defunct Google Power Meter. That was software to help consumers monitor their energy use. But that apparently took too much effort, Malavy says. This new wireless light bulb, just the opposite.
They see a better business proposition with that.
Google's energy bets go beyond light bulbs. The company's invested more than $800 million in renewable energy projects, including the world's largest wind farm. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in overseas trading this morning, up about 0.3% right now in London and 1.3% higher in Frankfurt. Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving. Yesterday, the Dow fell another 236 points to close at 11,257.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Well, in addition to being a day to give thanks for what we have, today is also, of course, a day for eating. And we're going to talk food now with someone whose food products are going to be found on many dinner tables in America today, Randy Papadelis. He is the president and CEO of Ocean Spray, and he joins us now from Lakeville, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jeremy?
Great. Well, let me ask you, because it's Thanksgiving, let's start by talking about cranberries. You are the biggest producer of them, did more than $2 billion in sales last year. How much of that happens during Thanksgiving week?
Well, you know, surprisingly, cranberries sell somewhat equally throughout the year, but certainly our cranberry sauce products are sold primarily at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Why do you think cranberries are so associated with Thanksgiving?
I think the fact that they were on the table at the first Thanksgiving here in Plymouth, I think, has a lot to do with the folklore surrounding cranberries. We like to say that the cranberry is to the month of November what the pumpkin is to the month of October.
Now, a lot of companies that make food products are being impacted by the rising price of commodities, the rising price of the ingredients that they use. Is that something that you have to worry about?
Absolutely. We're in a tough situation right now where much of what we buy, whether it be the plastic for our bottles, the other fruit concentrates that we blend with cranberries, the corrugate, the packaging that we put our products in, all of those are up significantly on a global basis. We're paying a lot more for our inputs, But because of the state of the economy, we're unable to pass those prices along to customers.
When you look at the global economy right now, and you've got a China that is growing very rapidly, some people think that there may be a bubble going on over there. You've got Europe and its debt crisis. You've got gridlock in Washington. How do those things impact you as a seller of food products?
Perhaps the biggest way it impacts us is in the way it might impact our customers. If our consumers take the uncertainty of the global economy and translate that into their purchasing habits, that will have an impact on our sales rate. Businesses don't like uncertainty, and if we can limit that uncertainty, we're in a better position.
What about taxes? So much of the debate right now in Washington is about not wanting to tax the job creators, as some call them, as some would call you, and that's really the main issue that's making you, a job creator, make a decision. Is that true?
I would say it's less about the taxes that we pay in North America and more about the trade barriers that might exist between countries. We've got various parts of the world that for whatever reason are imposing tariffs on U.S. cranberries that are making it harder for us to sell in and compete in various parts of the world.
Finally, how many days a year do you think you consume cranberries?
Every day.
Really?
I have a glass of cranberry juice every morning.
Wow.
It's dedication. I happen to love cranberries. It's such a treat to be able to work for a company that you actually thoroughly enjoy the product. And I've been working here for 10 years and I'm not sick of it yet.
Well, Randy Papadelas, President and CEO of Ocean Spray, thanks so much and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, Mr. Papadelas just mentioned that most people like to buy cranberry sauce already made. Turns out Ocean Spray sells 86 million cans of it every year. I opted to do things the hard way, though. Made some cranberry sauce from scratch last night. I had no idea how much sugar goes into that stuff. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.